Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about how fishing quotas in France can affect real estate values in Malta. You're probably thinking, what? Really? That sounds like a tenuous link at best. Now stay with me on this. I promise I'll bring these two things together. Earlier this week, I was having a conversation with an American investor who is expressing interest in buying property in Malta. Malta is a small country off the coast of Sicily with about the same surface area as the five boroughs of New York City and a permanent population just over 400,000. Malta, like many sun destinations, has seen significant increase in construction in recent years. Since joining the European Union, Malta has seen a large influx of investment, significant population growth, and growth in tourism. The market for some housing is definitely seasonal. The peak months are during the summer, when an apartment in a good location can rent for well over 1,000 euros a week, and in the winter months, that same apartment might rent for as little as 300 euros a month. To put a number on the supply situation, there are 65,000 more apartment units in the market than the permanent population can support. In peak summer months, most of these apartments are filled, but for the remainder of the year, many remain vacant. So here's a real estate market that's very dependent on people coming to visit. A small shift in tourism can have a dramatic impact on the occupancy and, in turn, on the property values. So where does fishing come into the picture? Most countries in the European Union have fishing quotas. However, there's often a mismatch between when the fish are caught and the demand in the market. If the fishermen were to maximize their quota, they would not have the ability to sell all that fish at once. There would be excess supply and prices would drop. We're talking about tuna here. The main demand for high-grade tuna is in sushi markets in Japan. Sushi has got to be fresh, so freezing fish to extend the shelf life simply doesn't work. The solution is for French, Spanish, and Italian fishermen to sell the freshly caught tuna to middlemen in Malta who keep the fish alive in large saltwater pens. These are massive pens that consist of a fine mesh net anchored into the seabed in relatively shallow water off the coast of the island of Malta and the neighboring island of Gozo. There are thousands of tuna in these pens. The tuna are fed and kept healthy until it's time for them to be sold in markets in Asia. In the meantime, tuna eat a lot. In fact, their favorite food is mackerel. For those of you who know anything about tuna sushi, there are several different cuts that attract different prices. The most expensive cut is called toro. This is the fatty belly of the tuna. The less expensive cut is called maguro. Mackerel is a fairly oily fish, which creates a larger amount of the more valuable toro cut in the tuna. And herein lies the problem. The tuna off the coast of Malta are eating about 500,000 mackerel per day. Now just imagine the ecological impact of 500,000 decaying mackerel carcasses per day. A lot of the fish oil from the mackerel does not get fully digested by the tuna. So now there's a perpetual oil slick around the country of Malta. That oil slick is mackerel. It deposits on the beaches, it deposits on the rocky limestone shoreline, and it stinks. It used to be the case that if you wanted to eat in a waterfront restaurant overlooking the bay, it was a wonderful experience. You might have wanted to spend a full day at the beach swimming in the Mediterranean. And if you own a beachfront hotel, the desirability of that location has definitely been damaged by the sea conditions. Today, Malta's real estate could be damaged by the presence of these tuna pens. Now let's imagine you're a naive American, Canadian, British tourist who's looking to buy a retirement home in Malta. You see the listings on the internet, the photos look spectacular, you pay a visit, and buy that retirement home of your dreams. But you lack the local knowledge of what's happening in the tuna fishery. Is the fishery going to expand? What's the ecological impact on the beaches? Will other sea life in the area be killed by the oil slick? Will tourists stop coming to Malta because of the stench of rotting fish? The message here is simple and clear. Before you jump into a new market, make sure you spend time in that market, maybe rent for a while, and accumulate the local knowledge that can enable you to make informed investment decisions. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.